McDonald's packaging change. People thought McDonald's Big Mac boxes were too wasteful. These boxes were mostly air and very light. McDonald's decided to work with the Environmental Defense Fund, EDF, to find a solution. Shelby Astro from McDonald's and Fred Krupp from EDF talked about whether to keep using these foam boxes by recycling them or switching to a paper option. Ed Renzi, the boss of McDonald's in 1990, liked the foam because it was cheap, kept the food warm, and protected it well. However, a company called Franklin Associates found that even though paper packaging might seem better for the environment, it was actually heavier, took longer to make, and was dirtier to produce. People didn't like the foam boxes because they were big and bulky. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, and the World Health Organization, WHO, said that the foam could be dangerous because it had styrene, which could cause cancer. Ed Renzi didn't want to risk children's health, so he decided to stop using the foam boxes. On November 1, 1990, he announced that McDonald's would switch its packaging because people didn't like the foam boxes. McDonald's kept working with EDF to improve things. McDonald's collaborated with Dr. Temple Grandin to improve animal welfare. In the 1990s, animal welfare became a significant public concern, similar to waste reduction in the 1980s. McDonald's sought the expertise of Dr. Temple Grandin, a renowned specialist in animal welfare with autism. They hired her to evaluate their slaughterhouses. Grandin developed a scoring system to assess the welfare of animals in McDonald's supply chain. Employees would monitor cow handlers hourly, recording missed or partial stuns, the use of electric prods, and any cows that mooed or fell. Different metrics were used for pigs and chickens. Grandin collaborated with Paul Simmons, McDonald's quality assurance leader, to implement her system at Lopez Foods, a major beef patty supplier. Initially, meat suppliers were hesitant about Grandin's methods. However, they soon realized that animals handled with less stress and fear produce better quality meat. They learned to use plastic bags or flags instead of stun guns for moving animals. Grandin's approach, based on passion, persistence, and patience, led to significant improvements in animal welfare at McDonald's. PETA's campaign McCruelty Unhappy Meal targeted McDonald's for ethical treatment. In 2000, PETA launched a campaign called McCruelty's Unhappy Meal, criticizing McDonald's for the conditions of their egg-laying hens. The hens were kept in tiny cages, unable to move or spread their wings. PETA's campaign highlighted the cramped living spaces of these hens at McDonald's suppliers. Responding to the criticism, McDonald's formed a panel of animal welfare experts, led by Temple Grandin, to improve conditions. They initiated the Animal Welfare Council, which included members from the United Egg, producers and renowned academics. This council tackled various issues, one being the overcrowding of hens in cages. McDonald's then decided to reduce the number of hens per cage from 5 to 7, down to 4, ensuring more space for each hen. Despite resistance from egg suppliers, who were reluctant to change their practices, McDonald's moved forward with these improvements and covered the associated costs. This effort led to a partnership with Cargill to better manage the welfare of laying hens. McDonald's response to the obesity epidemic. Bob Longert faced the obesity epidemic as McDonald's toughest challenge during his 25-plus years at the company. Experts disagreed on the causes and solutions to the obesity epidemic. McDonald's found it challenging to sell healthier food options. Popular items like hamburgers and McNuggets contain 26% to 44% fat and met 31% to 34% of a 6-year-old girl's daily calorie needs. In 1979, McDonald's introduced the Happy Meal, which included a hamburger or cheeseburger, fries, cookies, a soft drink, and a toy. Chicken McNuggets were added as an option to the Happy Meal in 1983. By 2011, sales of Happy Meals and other kids' meals had dropped by 6%. McDonald's aimed to combat obesity by offering more balanced menu choices, educating consumers about nutrition, and promoting physical activity. The Happy Meal was made healthier by including apple slices and reducing the fries from 230 calories to 100 calories, which was well received, though some parents complained about the reduced number of fries. Healthier options for adults, like salads, did not sell well, with most restaurants selling an average of only 7 salads per day. McDonald's improves sustainability in the supply chain and tomato pickers' conditions. In Immokalee, Florida, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, CIW, a human rights group, took a stand against McDonald's to fight for better pay and conditions for tomato pickers. They demanded an extra penny per pound for their hard work. In 2006, they brought their fight to McDonald's doorstep in Oak Brook, Illinois, through a truth tour with hundreds joining from across the country. McDonald's team and tomato suppliers attempted to address the issue. Tomato pickers' earnings range from $18 to $25 per hour based on speed. A McDonald's-funded study revealed a pay range of $9.65 to $18.27 for pickers. After failed negotiations, CIW intensified efforts with the 2007 Truth Tour targeting McDonald's executives. McDonald's eventually agreed to their demands. However, tomato growers were initially resistant to passing on the pay raise to workers. It took additional public pressure and time before growers agreed to increase the workers' pay. Greenpeace criticized McDonald's soy farming in the Amazon rainforests. On April 16, 2006, Greenpeace activists dressed as chickens protested at McDonald's restaurants in England. They held signs saying, "Eating chicken McNuggets harms the rainforest." Although Greenpeace aimed to change McDonald's practices, its real target was Cargill, a major soy trader. Soy is a key ingredient in chicken feed, and much of Brazil's soy is exported. Despite Greenpeace's confrontational approach, McDonald's and Cargill discussed the issue. By July 2006, just 3 months after the protests, the Brazilian Association of Vegetable Oils, ABAIOV, agreed to stop expanding soy farming in the Amazon. This agreement is still in place today. McDonald's partnered for sustainable pork and beef sourcing with NGOs. In 2001, the Animal Welfare Council criticized McDonald's for using gestation stalls for mother pigs, which didn't provide enough space for the animals. The Humane Society of the United States reported in Mother Jones magazine that during their four-month pregnancy, sows were kept in cramped cages, unable to lie on their sides as they grew. They were moved to larger farrowing crates, only when ready to give birth, to nurse their young. After weaning, the sows returned to gestation crates for 3 to 4 years until they were slaughtered. In 2002, McDonald's asked its suppliers, including Cargill and Smithfield, to phase out gestation stalls. However, by 2012, 85% of sows were still in these stalls. The Humane Society threatened to expose McDonald's lack of progress at its shareholder meeting. Although transitioning to new housing could cost up to $25 million per year, McDonald's announced on May 31, 2012, its plan to eliminate gestation stalls by 2022. This decision upset the pork industry, with the National Pork Producers Council arguing that smaller farms would struggle with the costs. McDonald's efforts towards sustainable beef production. Additionally, Jason Clay from the World Wildlife Fund collaborated with McDonald's to develop a four-step plan for sustainable beef farming. The United Nations reported in 2006 that beef production contributes significantly to environmental issues, including 70% of Amazon deforestation and 18% of greenhouse gas emissions from the livestock sector. McDonald's worked with suppliers like Otto and Sons to enhance beef sustainability. They joined the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, GRSB, with companies like Cargill and Walmart. In 2013, McDonald's hosted a meeting to discuss sustainable beef supply chains. They published a series of articles with Joel McCower of Green Biz Group in 2014. McDonald's aims to make beef sustainable by 2016. They plan to reduce waste and use 100% sustainable fish, coffee, palm oil, and packaging by 2020. Key points. McDonald's addressed environmental concerns by collaborating with the EDF to reduce waste in Big Mac packaging. The company worked with Dr. Temple Grandin to improve animal welfare in its supply chain. McDonald's responded to PETA's campaign by forming an animal welfare council to improve conditions for egg-laying hens. In response to the obesity epidemic, McDonald's introduced healthier options like apple slices and Happy Meals. The company faced criticism from Greenpeace for soy farming practices in the Amazon and took steps to address the issue. McDonald's partnered with NGOs to improve sourcing practices for pork and beef, aiming for sustainability.